The Wildcats basketball team, minus football players, will open their season with a scrimmage on Saturday. I talked Wildcats basketball with new coach Clark Cipolletta.
We're going to play Emory, and we're going to play Hector at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, and Emory Saturday. Yes, sir. So we're looking forward to that little scrimmage. I'll have about 5 to 6 varsity kids. I'm going to move some JV up, and we'll just go one team there and hopefully get a lot out of it. So.
Yeah, you're in that odd situation where you've got a lot of football guys that are still playing football, and they won't come to you until the end of the football season.
Yes, sir. It just gives these other guys an opportunity to get some playing time and really show me what they can do until the rest of the guys get to me. So,
I've always thought that, you know, that this is really their chance to shine, and if they can make an impression on you, you remember that, you know, when the other guys show up.
Absolutely. It gives them just a little bit of advantage. Some of the kids, you know, they could use it being in the gym. That extra time kind of, you know, catches them up to speed where they might have lacked in the future. So, yeah, it just kind of catches them up a little bit.
Who do you have right now? Who will be on the varsity for the scrimmage on Saturday?
For Saturday, key names would be Garrett Jones. He played a little bit on varsity last year. Matthew Malone, he'll be a varsity guy. Mason Buck, he'll help us out. We have Andre Evans, a senior that hasn't played in 3 years, but he's coming out, so hopefully he'll make the team. And some of the younger guys will be Dylan Rogers, Dane Rutherford, Zacchaeus Petty. Some of those will spell and help us. Zach Haywood's another one, and Trenton Brock. Those guys, which would be juniors, they'll help us out as well. So,
I would imagine a lot of these guys you've been able to coach since you've been doing the sub-varsity coaching.
It's kind of a unique situation because my first year here, they were all in eighth grade, this junior group. So I've had them since eighth graders. I had them as freshmen. I had them as JV and now varsity. So I've kind of moved up the ranks as they're moving up. So I've developed good relationships. They know what to expect from me. So we're looking forward to coaching and playing. So
we never know about football. And, of course, you want them to go as far as they can go.
Absolutely.
But, some of those guys that are football players that will be coming over when they get the opportunity. Who are some of those guys?
Kane Cody, returning district defensive player of the year. He's a big part of what we do. He's a returning letterman. Also, we have Jalen Dugan. He's a first-team all-district player who's returning that we're looking for a big season from him. Other guys involve, we have a couple of sophomores that will have opportunities to play up. Melroy Givens, who didn't play last year, he's going to come out for a team, see if he can't make an impression. Christian Jackson, who just moved here, he's going to come out and see if he can blend in. And also Dylan Carpenter.
Yeah.
Those are guys that will be coming from that staff. So
you find yourself looking at that football roster to see especially the heights of those guys, see if there's any tall guys that you missed out there. Huh?
Right. Yes, sir. I mean, height is something you can't coach. It's always good to have it. The teams that we're going to play are definitely are bigger teams. And Silver Springs, we just don't have big kids. But either way, we'll find a way. So
KSST Sports.